Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast from the Razorback Campers Health Studio that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County. Lance Brownfield has been at the Sentinel Record for a few short months, but he's already covered many things, from a circus to the midterm elections to sports. His career started at the Malvern Daily Record before the COVID-19 pandemic led him to go to college and get a degree in innovative media. Lance is with us today to talk about some of his interests and how he ended up at the Sentinel Record. To start off with, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Malvern, Arkansas, just down the road. It's a 30-minute drive from here, if people don't know.
Yeah. So what made you decide to get into the newspaper business?
So when I was graduating high school, we had our senior breakfast, and I won a door prize of a little Canon PowerShot camera. And I took that, and it was 2017, and I decided, you know, I need some extra money on the side of my regular job. So I went to the newspaper there in my hometown, and said, I can do some freelance stuff. Send me somewhere and I'll take some pictures for you. And July 4th was the first gig I got, because I remember doing fireworks. And then I did freelance for a little while and got into an actual paid position.
Yeah. So, you know, you started off as a photographer then. So how did you, you know, make that transition from just taking pictures to actually writing?
So they had me taking pictures, but they wanted a little write-up with it. And, you know, high school English, I always got good grades. And teachers always tell me, hey, you're a good writer. So I kind of just, I didn't know anything about AP style. I didn't know it was a thing until, you know, a few months into freelancing, they said, do you want the position as the sports editor? I was like, oh, I've never done that, but sure, money's money. And the guy there, his name was Eric Moore, he was leaving to go to Sheridan. And he showed me his AP style book, and he said, this is your Bible. I was like, okay. I didn't know what he meant at the time, but now I understand.
Yeah. So you got into sports. Tell me, you know, I know that you know, having worked at the Malvern Daily Record before, I know that there's a lot of schools over there that you ended up having to cover. You know, tell me a little bit about how things went in sports and some of the things that you did, what you enjoyed doing that.
So I didn't stay at Malvern too terribly long. You know, I was probably 20 or 19 years old or somewhere in there. And I stayed there for just about one football season and a little more, maybe. So I covered six schools, basketball, volleyball, football, golf, track, all these sports, six schools all at once. It was a big learning thing. After that, I went off to Fayetteville, I went off to Little Rock, worked other gigs, and I thought, well, my little stint in journalism's over. But it wasn't until a few years later I got back to the Malvern Daily Record, and here I am.
Yeah. So, you know, what made you decide to come back? Because, like you said, you know, you kind of thought, you know, this chapter of my life is over, even though it was a short one.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. COVID actually got me back into journalism. So I was working on, you know, live events, concerts, and I had even done some film work, and I thought, well, this is the avenue I'm going down. This is where my money's at. You know, I have a lot more potential and opportunities in this career. So I was doing that, and then COVID happened, and there was no events, there was no filming going on. So I said, well, I don't have a degree. It would help to get a degree for next time something like this happens to not lose my job. So I went. In the first week I started class back down there at Henderson, I found the newspaper office on campus and I applied.
So you ended up working I assume you worked there at the Oracle there at Henderson. Mm-hmm. And you said you ended up back at Malvern as well. So, you know, what drew you to Hot Springs and working here?
Well, obviously, it's a bigger market than the other newspapers I've worked for. And it's just got a good reputation, you know. It's people really put stock in this newspaper versus some of the other ones. You hear, like, things about, like, well, I thought that was dead. I didn't know y'all were still running. Well, Hot Springs, people very much know that this newspaper is alive and well.
Yeah. So you've been here a little while. It's been, what, month?
2 months.
2 months?
Almost.
You know, you've covered a little bit of everything here. So tell me, you know, what so far, you know, I, like I said, it's only been a short time, but so far, what's been the thing that you were most surprised about going out and covering?
I mean, I really like the operation here, how we do video. We make sure and get good photos, and we make sure and get, like, a full package for every story. But the thing that surprised me the most, that's a hard question. The election night, you know, that was kind of interesting. I didn't know a lot of the candidates going into it, but it's surprising how it shook out.
Yeah. The first election's always an interesting one, you know. I've been in the business for, you know, a good while, so I've seen quite a few election nights myself, but that first one is always, there's a really steep learning curve, so I understand that thought as well. So now, like you said, we do a little bit of everything here. We do video, we do photo, we do the writing. When you started at Henderson and started in the journalism program there, did they kind of prepare you for the fact that you would have to be doing a little bit of everything, or was it something that kind of surprised you when you got here?
Yeah, we emphasized getting a picture for every article for our website, and we, you know, I ended up being the editor of that newspaper before I finished, but as the editor, you know, I was uploading stories to the website, so I had to learn about that aspect. You know, they encouraged getting video, but it wasn't like we have to get video. It was just like, well, if you want to.
Right.
And we should as students, but it wasn't like a big push. But yeah, I'd say overall I learned enough, but I also think I had to take it upon myself to, because I think you can be a student journalist and not learn enough to enter the actual field.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, you got to think, you're not just competing with other Arkansas students or even other American students. You're competing with students around the world for a career like this. So,
yeah.
Inside the Newsroom is sponsored by Reiser Ford and Lincoln. On the hunt for a new truck or car, stop by 4201 Central Avenue in Hot Springs today or call 501-525-0800 today for all your truck and car needs.
Do you think the fact that you had already been in the newspaper industry before you went to college, do you think that kind of gave you a little bit of a leg up to kind of see what the real world was like before you went in and tried to get your education for, I mean, it is an education, but an actual book education as opposed to the on-the-job stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I think because I had a few months experience with AP style, so, you know, I was a few years out, rusty with it, so coming back, I could pick it up easier than it was for students to learn it. And, you know, like, instead of starting as just a reporter at the college paper, I started as a opinions editor. You know, so I've already was making more money per semester, and I had more responsibilities. And that naturally made me fit for the actual editor-in-chief position after that editor graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was then the most experienced, you know.
Right.
Which I just built off that momentum.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, we've talked a bit, a little bit about your history. Now I understand that you're into podcasting a bit, or have done some podcasting in the past. Tell me a little bit about that.
A little bit. I had a class. I'm an innovative media major at Henderson, and we do all kinds of stuff. We do radio broadcasts, we do television, video editing, we do all kinds of stuff. So I had an independent class where you kind of choose your own mm-hmm. thing to do, and I suggested a podcast, and I came up with the idea, The Natural Skate. I like skateboarding. I'm from Arkansas, so I thought, well, that's a kind of a cool name. I want to see what I can turn it into. And that semester I did about 7 episodes. But on Instagram, I had gained over 350 followers, you know, in just 7 episodes.
Right.
From around the state, you know, Fayetteville listeners and Little Rock listeners and people all over the state. It was fun.
Yeah.
I drove around the state talking to random people.
Yeah.
Like I said, nothing of serious import, just skateboarding.
Yeah, but, you know, it also gives you a different kind of outlook on things as well, because, you know, you're already, in the journalist field. Mm-hmm. You're used to sitting down and talking to people, and this was just a new way to kind of look at that and talk, get interested, get people interested in what you were trying to put out there. So while you were doing that, you said you did 7 episodes. Mm. You know, what kinds of things did you do? I mean, where all did you go? Tell me a little bit more about the podcast itself.
Yeah, so one of the hardest things was lining up interviews. And I think skateboarders are the hardest people just about to book.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, oh man, something came up, I'm busy. And it's just kind of we're kind of just slackers as skateboarders. So if we don't want to do something the hour before, then we kind of just don't want to do it. So, like, first 2 episodes, I got, like, organizations. I got one in Little Rock. And then the second, I got one in Fayetteville, Northwest Arkansas area, to talk to me on the phone. But the 3rd episode, I was scrambling. I was like, I can't find anybody who wants to talk. So I went to the Hot Springs Skate Park with my equipment and just showed up with my microphone and everything and said, does anybody want to come on the show? Like, I basically put out like an Instagram post. Hey, anybody.
Right.
Come talk. And I got 2 people to come talk. And they turned into really good episodes.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of the man on the street, did a little bit of the phone call interview, did a little bit of the come to my studio and we'll talk. It was a little bit of everything.
Yeah. What did you like the most about doing the podcast?
It was just a change of pace, you know, different equipment. I love, you know, I've set up concerts, I've done movies. I just love learning all this different equipment and different softwares, and I just kind of like learning about media in ways that I haven't learned before. So, and that's why my degree kind of goes perfectly into that. It's like, oh, you haven't tried a comic book yet? Try it. You know, you haven't tried making a video game yet? Go for it.
Right.
Learn it.
You know, so for the people who don't necessarily know what innovative media is or an innovative media degree, tell me a little bit about that, because, you know, most people, they think, you know, newspaper, radio, television, those are degrees. Mass media is a degree that encompasses all of that. You know, what exactly is innovative media, and how is that different from, say, your traditional big 3 of radio, TV, and newspaper?
Yeah, so it's funny because, you know, with the Henderson shakeup, all the financial trouble, innovative media is actually one of the only communications degrees that they're keeping. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the only, one of the only programs in that department that is staying alive. And I think that's because, you know, everyone is going towards something that's like innovative media. You know, Henderson was one of the first here to create a program like that. But I think we're seeing that, especially in journalism, you have to be versatile. You have to know about more than just writing. So 20, 30, 40 years ago, you could just be a writer. Mm-hmm. You could just be a photographer. You could just be a videographer. Now you have to be all of it. You have to know about website. You mm-hmm. have to know about video editing. You have to know about all of it. So right. I think that's what innovative media prepares you for, is today's job market of, well, this year you're a journalist. Maybe you'll go into PR next year. A lot of people do that.
Right.
Or maybe you'll just be the PIC for, you know, a police department. Maybe you'll be writing right. the press releases for the local police or something.
Right.
Because that needs to be done. And you need to know, like, the news style.
Right. That's true. So, you know, where do you see yourself, you know, going from here? I mean, obviously we'd like to keep you around, but, you know, what are your hopes, you know, and plans going forward, if you have anything kind of set in stone or that you're kind of looking towards?
Yeah, so right now I'm loving Hot Springs. I'll stay here as long as I can. But I really want to try and go international one day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that whole living abroad, writing for a big media outlet or something. Maybe mm-hmm. just try it. You know, I like learning languages. If I could go overseas and report on something like, you know, the Kremlin. Yeah, that's very important mm-hmm. today. Something like that. But, you know, I'll see. Maybe I'll get burned out. You never know.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Well, I appreciate you coming on the podcast today, man. It's, you know, kind of cool to get to talk to, you know, the people that you work around every day and learn a little bit more about them. So, thanks.
Yeah, it was fun.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released every Thursday. Thank you for listening.